We're going to the Middle East first this morning, where counting of dead bodies on both sides of the border between Israel and Gaza is continuing. In Israel, the death toll has reached 1,200 people from attacks by Palestinians over the weekend. In Gaza, authorities there say more than 900 people have been killed by Israeli airstrikes, including another 30 people overnight. Israeli forces say they attacked 200 targets in Gaza on Tuesday night. A spokesman for the Israeli Defence Forces said that the scenes coming out of Gaza would be more difficult to witness. US President Joe Biden has denounced the attacks on Israel at the weekend as sheer evil.
This was an act of sheer evil. More than 1,000 civilians slaughtered, not just killed, slaughtered in Israel. Among them, at least 14 American citizens killed. Parents butchered using their bodies to try to protect their children. Stomach-turning reports of babies being killed. Entire families slain. Young people massacred while attending a musical festival to celebrate peace. To celebrate peace. So in this moment, we must be crystal clear. We stand with Israel. And we will make sure Israel has what it needs to take care of its citizens, defend itself, and respond to this attack.
Rushdie Abu Alouf is a BBC reporter in Gaza. We can speak to him now. Rushdie, good morning. Thank you very much for taking our call today. Can you tell me what you're seeing where you are at the moment?
Yeah, I am in Gaza City. It's for the second night, the amount of airstrikes that targeting like specific places overnight is unbelievable. Yesterday, another neighborhood in the northwest of Gaza City, it was hit by about 60, 70, maybe 100 airstrike within minutes. They targeted infrastructure. The main road to the north is completely blocked with debris, destroyed. Some of the buildings there, a residential tower was hit as well. The number of deaths is 950, according to Palestinian Health Ministry this morning, and they said over 5,000 people injured. Only since last night, about 70 people were killed. 50 of them in that neighborhood that the Israeli focus on targeting last night, and 20 in the across the Gaza Strip airstrikes. Another night of most of the people not enjoying sleep. Another night of kids screaming because of the airstrikes. Palestinians' health ministry said that they are struggling to cope with the number of injuries coming from across the Gaza Strip because of the continuous Israeli airstrike. The humanitarian situation is getting worse and worse, with most of the Gaza live without electricity since Saturday. 80% of the electricity supplies were suspended by Israel since the Saturday morning. Most of the internet provider company were either hit or suspended their operation because of the security situation. So according to telecommunication company, 90% of the people are not having internet. And now we have started to get information about water supplies are being also stopped in some of large neighborhoods in Gaza. So the escalation is mounting. The humanitarian situation, the crisis is getting deepened and deepened, with about 10% of the population are displaced, according to the UN. More than 200,000 Palestinians, they flee their homes because of the fighting, and they had to take the UN schools as shelters. The UN said that this is the maximum they can handle. Imagine if the Israelis like planning to go into a ground operation, where we also getting some reports from witnesses who live along the Israeli border. They said the Israelis are started to use artillery fire in many places in east of the eastern border between Gaza and Israel. And people remember 2014, when Israel started to use the artillery fire, that was like in preparation or in advance. to a ground operation. There is no sign of any troops moving into Gaza, but people believe that this fight, this escalation this time will last long.
Rushdie, I saw some video footage that you posted. You described, and it looked very much, that lots of parts of Gaza resembled an earthquake. You've been living and working there for decades. How does what's happened over the last couple of days compare to previous escalations?
That one is the neighborhood where I live. That night, a night before yesterday, I went back to see my family for the first time since Saturday, and we were stuck in a building with a 20 other family where the Israelis are targeted this area with 200 airstrike. This neighborhood, it's in the west south of Gaza. It was always, for the last 17 years, it was the, you know, safe haven for the people of across Gaza City. People used to flee to this neighborhood because it was safe during the most dangerous time. Even the Israelis, in one time, they dropped leaflet to certain places saying, like, go to Rimal neighborhood because it's safe. It's not safe anymore. Hundreds of buildings were destroyed. Roads access to this neighborhood was completely destroyed. People were shocked when they see the scale of force that Israel used to destroy a large part of this neighborhood. I was among the families. It was a terrifying moment for the kids. We spent 7 hours without electricity, without water, without internet, and with a very limited light in one. We were like about 20 family on the stairs trying to support each other and trying to calm down the kids. So it was one of the, I think, the difficult night that I lived in the last 20 years of covering this conflict.
Rushdie Abu Alouf, BBC reporter in Gaza, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.